Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And today, I want to talk about how to make new friends. Why? Because it's so important to have people to connect with. And for any men that are out there watching or listening to this, it's probably even harder for you to think about it because it doesn't seem to come as naturally to men as it does to women. Now, that's a generalization. A lot of women have a hard time thinking about making new friends, as well as men. So let's look at what are the barriers there? What holds you back? What has you think you can't or that you don't even want to try? Is it fear? Anxiety? You think you'll be rejected? Are you anxious? Or you just don't know how? But here's the thing. Getting over that and making friends, new friends, gives you a full and joyful life. It's so much more wonderful than sitting on the couch. I can't tell you how many stories I hear of people who have friends who have retired and within a short amount of time, they're getting depressed. They're isolating. Life isn't fun anymore. So, if this is you in any form, then let's talk about what to do. And the first, I would recommend taking out a journal. Or even a pad of paper or typing it on the computer. But write down, get it out from here and from here. What are your barriers to making new friends? So the first thing is to create a mindset that is exactly what you need to make new friends. And that is to be open to making new friends and to be approachable. One of the ways you do that is wherever you are, be willing to initiate conversations. Smile and make eye contact. I'm sure you have a beautiful smile. And some people just don't want to smile, thank you very much, and shouldn't have to feel like they need to smile. I get it. But we're talking about how to make friends. What do you like to do? Whether you're doing it or not. Do you like to draw or paint? Do you like to play the flute? Do you like to walk along the ocean or in the mountains? Do you like to shop? Go to museums, art galleries? What do you like to do? Whatever you like to do, look for a group that is doing that and go join them. Most groups won't have a fee or they'll let you come once to check it out. And if the people seem friendly, then you can pay and keep going back if there's a charge. There's so many ways. And there are clubs, there are classes, there are workshops, there are groups that are aligned with just what you're interested in. Another thing you can do, which doesn't seem at all like a way to meet people, and that is to volunteer. But here's the thing. When you volunteer, again, you find something that you feel, like you like the cause that you're volunteering for. You have some interest in it. So there will be people there, other volunteers, as well as staff members, who also are interested in the cause. Not only might you find a new friend, but you'll feel good because you've done something good. So, double whammy there. Look for social events in your area. Community gatherings of all kinds, workshops, things that are informal and you can just go and enjoy. And then leverage the technology that you have, because that's really the best way to do the research. And you've probably got a local newspaper, because although there aren't many national newspapers left, but there's a lot of little local ones, and they usually have a notice of what's going on. So see if there's something there that might be of interest. When you are somewhere and there are other people, listen. And I've talked about this in another episode. But when we listen to people, they feel heard, and they like that, don't you? How often do you start talking to somebody and then they jump in and go off on a tangent? And that's okay, but when you really want to get to know somebody, you need to listen. And you can find out, yeah, I might like to be friends with this, or at least try. But you also might find out, no, I don't think so. So you move on. And start small. If you are somewhere and you meet somebody that it just seems like there might be some kind of a connection to make a friend, ask them for coffee, to meet you for coffee, or to take a walk. Something that is simple and small, and that if a half hour into it you're done, you can get up and walk out. So I hope this has helped you to think about letting go of those anxieties, letting go of that fear, letting go of the I don't know how, and just say, no, I don't know how, but I'm going to try and I'm going to make it happen. So I hope this has helped you to think about making some new friends. And I wish you lots of laughter. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.